beautiful words that you had to share with us. He preached really a good homily there. I feel like maybe I don't need to. This passage that we had from Isaiah 61 sounded so familiar. Of course, it was a passage that Jesus used in his first sermon at Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind, right, to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort those who mourn, to provide the oil of gladness, the mantle of praise. Jesus used this passage to remind us of God's presence with us at all times and in all circumstances. The lesson from Romans reinforced that idea, and it said, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with ours that we are children of God, joint heirs with Christ. Jesus suffered and died so that he might know our sufferings, so that he might understand when we bring our pain and our own trials to him. Jesus suffered so that through his pain and death, our sins might be nailed to the cross. And he rose again so that we might find eternal life. When we join our suffering with him, then he does in fact intercede for us at the very throne of God, and we will be glorified with him as he is raised from the dead. Melinda was no stranger to pain and suffering. As you heard John recount, but still, Melinda trusted God to be her strength and to see her through this life. I only met Melinda when Jeffrey died, and we were in the midst of planning his service. I remember a woman of strong faith and trust in the Lord, a woman who was full of life, even as she dealt with the sorrow and grief, a woman who knew that she would see her husband again in the presence of God. Melinda lived her life for a long while for God and was planning at the time to move to Kansas City to be part of the International House of Prayer. She was so very attracted to the idea of being in a space that had continuous prayer and music being lifted up to the Lord. She trusted that the Lord would make a way for her to be in a place that was dedicated to him. The Lord does that. He provides for us in all circumstances of life. God will be our strength in times of trouble. God loves us for what we are, his creation. And it is his delight to pour out on us the love that he himself embodies. God loves us more than we can even imagine. And he will rejoice with us in good times and cry with us in our sorrows. He will reach out to us when we feel lost or alone. He will guide us when we are confused, and will provide support even when we are in doubt. There is no power or circumstance of life that can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing that can squelch or overshadow the presence of God. Knowing God does not mean that there will be no suffering. It means that he will provide a presence and a way through that suffering. Last night, as I was reading prayers from the by Susan Senegal called Follow the Way, I ran across this. Oh God, you did not intend me for me to live in a cloistered world free of trouble or pain, because it is often through the pain that I grow closest to you. Instead, God, help me to follow the way of Jesus in prayer, asking for your protection amidst the trials. Keep me focused on you and not the evil that surrounds. Help me to take heart, knowing that you have overcome. Melinda loved music, and God gave her a gift to use music to express her love for him and for those around her. From the time she could first first met Melanie, she understood this primary language of love. Melinda would direct the family in their parts, asserting her love of music and God's love. Melinda could hear the music in her mind and in her very soul, the music of God's own love for her and for the world. She wanted to share that gift with those around her. She believed that it was through scripture and music that our souls meet God. And she sang to God with abandon. And as we remember her today, let us rejoice that God has received Melinda into that heavenly choir, and that she will be there to sing for us when we eventually join her there. Praise God for His love and the filling of His indwelling Spirit. One of my very, very favorite songs was supposed to have been sung at the beginning of this service. I want to be a child again. I want to see the world through 5-year-old eyes, to walk with my Lord wherever He may lead, to put my trust in Him. And I know that's exactly what Melinda did. She placed her trust in Jesus and followed Him. It is often when our pain is great that we can see Him the clearest. That childlike trust is what will carry us through the roughest of waters. God is our strength when we are weak. He is our comfort in times of trouble. God is present when we feel alone or lost. God is compassionate in our grief and our sorrow. Those of us left behind will miss Melinda, but it is a far better place where she resides now. She has gone ahead